It's Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 The Hound.
All right. Hello, everybody. We're Cole Quest and the City Pickers. We're going to be playing some bluegrass, folk, and Americana music for you. We're going to start off with an original tune. We're from New York City. This one's called Where I'm From. You'll wake up to a horn, and every meal you go to eat costs a bit more. Every walk down the street has a different outcome. That's just how it goes in the place where I'm from. The music blares all night and day, you can feel it through the walls. Pubs are filled with hooligans just looking for a brawl. People everywhere locked up in a scrum. That's just how it goes in the place where I'm from. Well, the bikers will yell when you're walking in their lane. The cars and trucks will honk so loud it'll rattle your brain. Doesn't matter about the laws, just a rule of thumb. That's just how it goes in the place where I'm from. If you gotta go from A to B, there's bikes, boats, and cars. Subway, trains, giant planes, helicopter. Just depends on your spend and your school alum. That's just how it goes in the place where I'm from. Certainly ain't perfect, but it's got its pros and cons. There's life in every inch of it, and everyone belongs. This place is many things, but surely not humdrum. I'll take you there anytime to the place where I'm from.
It's Cole Quest and the City Pickers here in the studio from New York City. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Super excited. I want to get y'all started. You're my first New York band that's been on the show thus far.
Wow.
It's a big, big thing. So I want to talk about that a little bit. How did you all begin making music together as this group specifically? And also, in general, how did you get into bluegrass here?
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, I can kind of speak to my story, which kind of unfolds into everyone, I think, a little bit here. I've stumbled into a bar in Queens in Astoria called The Keys, probably about 12 or 13 years ago at this point. They had a bluegrass jam on a Sunday night. I strolled in. I didn't know what really bluegrass music was, but they said it was an open session, and the lead guy was like, grab a mandolin. If you got a bluegrass instrument, come on back. I lived across the street, so I went and got a mandolin. And I either that night or soon after, Christian was there and like doing kind of a similar thing. Mateus was there, Mike was there, and we kind of just kept growing and growing. We met Craig later on down the road, but like just jam circles in New York City.
Wow, what a miracle. I love that. I love the jam community is just the best place to meet people and creates a lot of great stuff. So yeah. I'm excited to have y'all here.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear y'all talk about what you think about the bluegrass community in New York City specifically, because I've talked to a lot of people who grew up playing bluegrass with their mamma in Appalachia, and it's just different. There's a different like twang to bluegrass up here and in upstate New York, and I'd love to hear how you all have been fitting into that.
Yeah, I think everyone could probably give their own answer. Christian, you want to give a shot at it?
It's a cute little scene. I think it has a little bit of a mix of everything. The people that grew up with playing it with Meemaw, mm-hmm. you know? I'm from Long Island originally, so not really a bluegrass capital. It does exist, but it's a good mix, yeah. I think, like a melting pot like how New York City is.
Exactly.
There's a lot of different folks coming in, you know, whether they're doing it as a hobby, whether they're doing it as a job, they all sort of meet at the sessions. And for me, it was a learning experience, and you kind of find your crew within the scene. You know, it's a small scene maybe from the outside, mm-hmm. but then once when you're in it, it seems like pretty substantial.
Totally, totally. You know? And there are a lot of great venues here in New York too.
Yeah,
like shout
for
out
sure.
to Mona's.
Yeah, Mona's.
Yeah, there are a lot of places keeping
Every
it alive.
Monday. Yep.
And you know, if you want it, there are places to look. So if you're
every
missing out,
every day of the
then,
week, if you really wanted to.
Yeah, every day of the week, yeah. They keep you busy.
And there's mm-hmm. this cool, there's this community behind this festival, Porch Stomp,
mm-hmm.
and Theo, one of the main organizers of it, has this great email blast that kind of collects all of the different resources around the community and kind of puts them into an email, so you can find, you know, if you're a new person to the scene trying to figure out how to find your way, there's jams that are specifically hosted for the beginners and all sorts of everything else in between too.
Wow.
So it's nice that there are literally community organizers to make sure that everyone can find their place.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. You know, you've been touring and you go all around the country playing this music. Do you feel like you have your own style that stands out to people?
Yeah, I think we kind of joke around the band because our sound is not a traditional bluegrass sound. We are appreciators of real bluegrass music, but to your point, we have to face the facts that like two of us are from New York City. Like, and Mike's from Pennsylvania. He's probably, him and Craig are probably the two most.
You're pretty close.
Yeah. I mean, Mateus is from the real South. He's from Brazil.
Oh, okay.
Southern Hemisphere,
right. But I think we kind of have to face that reality a bit, is that we're appreciators of it, but we do have a bit of a different sound. We don't have a mandolin, mm-hmm. But we do have a dobro. We don't have a fiddle, but we do have a harmonica. Mm-hmm. And so we try to play the roles, but sonically, it definitely does sound different. We're very, like, mid-frequency heavy, and
I
so it works well for certain
mid.
Kinds of, yeah, we try to do our arranging for the mid-section, just want to be power
just
mids.
Yes, yeah. Oh my gosh.
So,
well, I'm glad to hear that, because, I mean, new grass has taken off,
sure.
And it's morphed into this thing that I never thought it would be, where you're hearing people who are either like indie leaning, or we've got blues leaning, we've got all different types of people making their own of the bluegrass, the Bill Monroe bluegrass that we all know and love.
Totally.
And it's really cool that you all are part of that here in New York City and bringing it to the masses. And we'll talk a little bit about what you guys are going to be doing in the end of the year in terms of shows in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I know we've got some more tunes. So
sure. Yeah. We were talking about the playing bluegrass in New York City and finding your own way with all the different genres, new grass and all the different interpretations of bluegrass. And one of the things that we focus on is getting back to our quote-unquote roots here. My grandfather, Woody Guthrie, was a folk singer and yada, yada, yada. I'm sure you can look him up if you haven't heard of him. But, we're going to do a Woody Guthrie song here. This is part of our own little slice of uniqueness. And Christian's going to sing this one. This one is called Pastures of Plenty.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hands have pulled. My poor feet had traveled that hard, dusty road. Out of your dust full and westward we rode. And your deserts were hot and your mountains were cold. I worked in your desert ground. From the Grand Coulee Dam, where the waters run down. Every state in this union, us migrants have a pen. And we'll work in this fight, and we'll fight till we win.
Coldquest and the City Pickers here on Fiddling Around. Wow. Oh my gosh. We are cooking in here. Oh yeah. Oh my goodness. All right. This is a question that I love to ask to everybody on my show. If you could describe your band in a 3-song set of songs that are not yours, if you could encapsulate Coldquest and the City Pickers in three covers.
Like Your Flag Decal Won't Get You Into Heaven Anymore, kind of the John Prine vibe. I think we definitely take from the songwriters, the singer-songwriters, a decent amount. There's a bit of irony and a bit of seriousness underneath that irony.
Yeah.
A lot with the originals that we write, I think that's where a lot of them come from. I think there's also stuff like, I don't know, kind of some of the old school folk music, the Pete Seegers and Woody Guthries of the world. Like, I mean, we play this once, but maybe that's cheesy, but like old Dan Tucker kind of thing, which is like just an older song that everyone in Under the Sun has kind of played. And like, we kind of do that same thing and we bring it over into a little bit of the bluegrass world a little bit.
A little old time.
Kind of a little bit of that old time vibe.
Totally.
Right. I mean, and then I think if we're going to say anything else, we probably have to have something a little bit more bluesy in there to encapsulate kind of the dobro and harmonica sound.
Yeah, I love the burners. I ain't is one of the songs that describe our vibe of like burning some songs.
But it can't be any of our songs.
That's
a song other people know.
It is a good
Hartford, maybe Hartford.
Yeah, John Hartford. Yeah, it's hard to name songs.
It's easier to do artists.
I mean, anything by CNC Music Factory.
We haven't even talked about any of the bluegrass stuff, but there's like the bluegrass artists are hugely influential. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like John Hartford as a great example because he's a little bit outside of the barrier. I mean, Steam Powered Airplane kind of has a very CQCP vibe,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I see that.
Y'all Come, definitely.
Oh
the,
my gosh,
I think
totally.
The group sing-along and
yeah,
the
Yeah, I think the audience,
communal.
I'm trying to get one that's like being silly, like we don't really take ourselves too seriously.
Oh,
I
right.
mean,
mm-hmm.
Pastures of Plenty is serious, but
sure.
What about your influence of like Ostrich and Bitcoin?
Oh, that's I want to talk about that playing, actually.
Right? Yeah, playing. And that's kind of where I was going with like a John Prine song.
Yeah.
Like I think that kind of irony and the seriousness underneath it.
Totally.
Half an enchilada, right?
I like that, and I do want to talk about Ostrich a little bit
for sure.
And that whole the self-entitled
sure.
album because
okay.
it. I just think the humor and the silly goose energy
sure.
in that album is just to die for.
Energy, yeah.
Yeah, silly ostrich energy. Yeah, and I want to talk about the process and making that. I know it's
sure.
a little old news now, but I'm totally happy to do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we kind of made that record a few years back, and we actually have a new record to be released coming out soon, TBD exactly when, but as soon as possible.
No promises.
No promises, but we're aiming for soon. But yeah, we made Self-Entitled. It's largely original material. I mean, the title was something that Mike actually came up with. Our first record was a self-titled record. We didn't have a good name to encapsulate it. It was really just who we were at that moment. And then as we kind of progressed to that second album, where we have songs like Ostrich Therapy, which is about, the concept is burying your head in the ground because the world is literally falling apart. And
mm-hmm.
it's the only therapeutic method for dealing with it.
It's true.
By the way, I'm not suggesting that everyone do it. It was more an exercise in
I tried
writing
it out
and
already. Man.
It'll mess up it your hair work. Day, that's for sure. But oh, she talks a lot.
She talks
and
a
I
lot.
like it. Yeah. Yeah, we'll play that one actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that one next actually. But yeah, we did ostrich therapy. We also have the Bitcoin Gambler again, mm-hmm. this kind of like, you know, all of these classic old songs are about gambling, and I figured some make it a little bit more relevant.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bitcoin situation is just so interesting for so many reasons. I'm not even going to try to go into it,
people have tried to explain it to me too many times, and I just like, whoop.
And no. I'm trying to explain it to myself, and I have a career in computer science, so like, it's definitely a thing. But yes, and then we have Bitcoin Gambler. We have an original on there. Mm-hmm. We also have an homage, Foggy Mountain Rock, an homage to mm-hmm. Uncle Josh Graves and Flatten Scruggs. Christian's got a song on there.
There's
if I still
Woody,
had you.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean,
a classic.
It's kind of all about me. Yeah. About somebody else.
And I think that all of the songs have this kind of hint of like self-perception.
Yeah.
And I think that's
mm-hmm.
where the self-entitled comes from, is that there's like this like self-perception thing that's going on.
I don't think anyone would notice, honestly.
I don't either.
I thought people would just think it was like, that's like, what it is. Like
self-entitled.
Like that's just what they call it.
Well, now it's a lot of pressure for this next album.
Yeah.
Because you've already done it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Self-retitled?
Self-retitled.
Yeah.
Call it blue.
Greatest Hits Volume
Self-blue.
Three.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Yes,
I love
three.
It.
Self-entitled.
Yeah.
So for this next album, are we going to go a little more serious? Or I mean, you can't be too serious.
I think that's impossible.
Yes.
I think we can't be too serious. I think we're not about taking ourselves too seriously. I think you can talk about serious things. There's not a problem in that. But like mm-hmm. perspective is everything.
Exactly.
And you can't take it really too much too seriously.
Take those old murder ballads and make them into something fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love it. It's Cole Quest and the City Pickers here on Fiddlin' Around. Thanks for coming. We've got some more tunes. We're going to ramp it up. So what's next?
We'll do this song, another original here. This one's called She Talks a Lot. Parentheses, and I like it, parentheses. This is kind of written in the vein of bluegrass gospel, bluegrass hymnal music. We're going to try to do some three-part harmony singing here on this one. And, I think the title sums it up pretty good. We'll just play it for you. Told tales of friendship and tales of sorrow.
Told tales of sorrow.
She's told tales of heartbreak while in the latrine.
In the latrine.
I listen to her when she talks in her sleep now.
Talks in her sleep now.
I listen when we make like the birds and the bees.
Birds and the bees.
She talks
a lot.
Some more New York stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Folk Festival is kind of around the corner now. Yeah. It's November 8th and 9th.
And 10th.
Wow, we've
Friday
got a whole 3 days.
Friday,
we've got a whole weekend. 3 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went on down there last year for the first time.
Oh, cool.
And I had the best time.
Yeah.
And some guys that I know are on the bill.
Nice.
I can't remember their names, but I think they might be in front of me right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You said it's your girlfriend's birthday.
It's my girlfriend's birthday that weekend, or it was last year, and she's the 11th. Or no,
oh,
she's the 10th.
Okay,
so
perfect.
Yes, literally the Sunday.
You can still celebrate.
Yes.
We'll sing happy birthday
to
her.
It. And she is a volunteer coordinator there, so she will be there as well.
No way.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, excited to meet her.
Yeah.
But yeah, can you talk about what Brooklyn Folk Festival has meant to y'all, and what's your favorite memory from it over the years?
Totally, yeah. So we actually played it a couple of years back, maybe about 6 years back, I think, or something like that.
I can't
remember
what year we played, but we did play, and it was very fun, and lots of folks were dancing in that little front room
area. Oh my gosh,
They had a square dance, I think, one of the. I've been a few times too. I work at the Jalopy Theater. They put it on. I teach lessons through them, and
John?
Alice Gerard.
Oh, Alice.
Oh yeah,
Alice.
That was great. Crazy.
That was a pretty great set.
Yeah.
And then Peggy Zeger on too, virtually.
Yeah.
But yeah, super excited.
Yeah. And we've also been
City Stompers.
Mateus is also a flatfoot dancer, and
we were there. Christian was playing guitar.
I think probably did play guitar.
I have the proof. All right. I have the pictures. We did some clogging there.
Oh yeah,
City Stompers. Group that I dance with here in the city.
Oh, cool. How long have you been dancing with them?
About, I think we're going 8 years now.
Wow.
Yeah,
if you had hardwood floors.
I know.
It's hard to do the dancing over the
radio. Over the cables.
But on the new record, there is some dancing. So
I love the clogging is really making a comeback in albums and things like that.
It's definitely a thing.
Yeah.
And for us, music is very much about performing live, being together, making music together. And so when we were making the record, it kind of felt like fallacy to just not include a big part of who we are and who Mateus is and all that stuff.
Exactly.
So.
I'm a musical theater major here at NYU, so I tap dance. So it feels like sometimes I'm listening to like a original Broadway cast album when that comes on. I love it. I love it so much.
Totally.
So yeah, Brooklyn Folk Fest, November 8th through 9th. Yeah. You can catch
City Pickers play the 9th, I think.
The 9th.
On the main stage.
Wow. Right in the middle of the church, the sanctuary.
Yeah, check the website correctly.
2:30, I think.
Christian and Cole, me and Cole, I have
Christian
our own
and
little,
Cole.
Our own duet project, Brother Harmonies, and we're going to do a Friday night set
in the parish hall
to open things up at 7.
That'll be so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And that's at St. Anne's Church in Brooklyn. You don't want to miss it. Mm-hmm. And while we're on that vein, let's talk about some other stuff that you have coming up. Any really exciting gigs?
Well, we just kind of have that, and honestly, I'm trying to spend all my energy getting the record out. So
I mean, come on.
We just finished our summer touring and playing with festivals. We just finished 3 weeks and 3 weekends playing at the Ossipee Valley Festival, playing at the Podunk Bluegrass Festival, where we did a program with Del McCurry and
Crazy.
Band, which was really, really great. And some other gigs in between. And then we had a big Germany tour a little bit earlier this summer. So we're trying to, now is the end of our season a little bit, and we're going to take some breathing time to try to finish our record. Yeah.
Nice. That's exciting.
Yeah.
German people love bluegrass.
They love it.
I've heard about a lot of bluegrass bands heading over there for tours.
We're very well received.
It's
absolutely.
Only anywhere else.
Yeah.
Very thankful for them.
They spoil you. And they come, I mean, we're really, you know, we're no-name people, but they hear bluegrass, American bluegrass from New York City, and they kind of come running, and they just are great supporters. So
I love that.
It's wonderful.
I love that, yeah. And do you want to talk about Podunk a little bit more real quick?
Because
that was really exciting to play with Del McCurry.
Yeah, so it was great. When we played Podunk last year, and we won the band competition, and that solidified us to coming back this year.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that gig, we get to play two sets on the main stage, which is wonderful. But also, we have to do a workshop. And so they asked me what I think the workshop should be on. And they suggested politely that maybe you might want to focus on Woody Guthrie as the obvious connection of something that people might be interested in learning about.
Totally.
And so I said, well, this is a bluegrass festival. We're the Woody Guthrie representation, so maybe we'll do Woody Guthrie's bluegrass connection. And as soon as that kind of thought popped into my head, it made sense to reach out to Del. Del had done an album called Del and Woody, mm-hmm. where he took Woody Guthrie lyrics that were unpublished, and he wrote his own music to them, and then he released that album. And it's just really wonderful material. So I reached out to Del and said, hey, do you want to come play some Del and Woody tunes? And he said, for sure. And so it was wonderful. I mean, I've gotten to meet Del a few times over the years, but it was really an honor to be able to be on the stage with him and the band performing.
Totally. So, what a treat. Yeah. It's really exciting. Well, I hope you enjoy your restful break, however long it is. Yes. It's not restful, making an album. Hard work. And then we'll see you at Brooklyn Folk Fest in a couple months. And we've got just 3 more tunes here today, so let's go ahead and finish it up.
Sure.
It's Cole Quest and the City Pickers here on Fiddlin' Around. Let's do some music.
The City Pickers, we're going to do a John Hartford song for you. But before we do, make sure to check us out online on the internet, colequest.com, at City Pickers on Instagram and social media. And also, if you like the harmony singing and you'd like to hear more from Christian and myself, we have our own project called christianandcole.com. You can find out some music there, too. But before we go, we're going to do this John Hartford song called In Tall Buildings. Thank you.
top of my head. Send me to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. Going to work in tall. Paid all the payments, it's time to go home. Wonder what happened, twitched and between when I went and I worked in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you.
You've been listening to Fiddlin' Around on WNYU. We're ColdQuest and the City Pickers. We're going to do Weary Lonesome Blues.
I've got them with-